Welcome to the Voices of Legacy, where you're living your legacy every day that you live. We are very pleased to have a very, well, can I say, talented young man. And when I say young, you'll be kind of surprised. Mr. Adam Ethedal. Did I get it right, Adam?
Yeah.
All right. Born in January the 12th of 2013 in Beirut, now growing up in Sylvania, in Toledo, Ohio, is already making waves as an author, a pianist, and composer. Is that right?
Yep.
Wow. He began piano lessons at an age of four at Forte Music right here in the great city of Toledo, Ohio, Lucas County, under who's your mentor?
Mrs. Melanie Zentek.
Ah, awesome. I think I know who that is, and I'll tell you why later. By the age of 10, he had published, was it Trip Through Time, The Great Composers of Piano, featuring both biographies and his own original music. Also, he has a number of books we're going to be talking about today. Mr. Adam, tell us more about you.
So, like you said, my name is Adam Ethedal. I was born on January 12, 2013, and I have published over four books now. My fifth one I just started with, Chapter 7.
Ah.
And I have a lot of musical compositions, seven right now, and I'm planning to write more.
Is your last book fiction, or is it a biography?
It is historical fiction.
Ah.
My fifth one will be something different. I'm trying a new thing out.
Wow. So do you like fiction more, or you like a mixture of both?
I like a mixture of both.
Yeah?
And I feel like fiction is more complex.
Yes, it is. It is. It is. What's your favorite author outside of yourself?
I don't have one in mind, but if I were to say something, it'd probably be the author of the Harry Potter books.
Ah, okay. Awesome, awesome, awesome. I think I like Mario Puzo, if you've never read him.
Yeah, I have one of his books.
Yeah, very, very good. And Tom Clancy. Tom Clancy's very good at writing that same type of, kind of like a fiction mixed with reality, so much so it seems like it's real type stuff.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Well, to the music, we're going to listen to a piece. Can you tell us about this first piece?
So the name of it is Petals of Blessing, and I wrote it around when I was around 11 years old. It was one of the most inspiring ones I made, and the name comes behind actually my sister.
Ah.
So, you know, I tried to incorporate it into her. And, yeah, it's a very beautiful piece.
Oh, wow. That sounds amazing. Well, let's listen to Petals of Blessings. And that was Petals of Blessings. That was awesome, awesome, awesome. Adam, you can kind of feel the emotion in what you're playing, huh? You must really love your sister, right? That's, well, not all kids do.
Most of the time.
Oh, man. And so you began piano at four and published your first book by nine. Did you start playing before you went to Forte or after?
So when I got to Forte Music School was the first time I played piano.
Wow. That's amazing. At the age of four?
Yes.
Awesome. So what do you enjoy more, the writing or the playing? That's a hard question, isn't it?
Yeah. probably both. There's not really a better of the two.
So if, well, I won't say if, when your book becomes a movie later on, Oh, it's more than possible. You can compose the music, right?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about. One of my compositions, The Wind That Blows It Back, mm-hmm. is the name of one of my books.
Ah.
And so it kind of matches the overall summary of what happened.
That's awesome. Tell us, which of the books that you've written do you like the most, and tell us a little bit about the story without, of course, giving it away.
Yeah, it has to be the last two books I made.
Okay.
The Wind That Blows It Back and The Storms of the Past.
Ah.
It's the time I started writing fiction books,
mm-hmm.
historical fiction. And it's like a story, it's an emotional story between the friendship. Like, you know how dramatic stuff can be, especially in hurricanes,
yes.
natural disasters. Yeah, and a mix with that, you know, love, compassion, betrayal even at the end.
Sounds like Twister.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's awesome. Well, in regards to the wind blowing, if we could get to that second piece, if we could listen to Breathing Out, that'd be great. That was amazing. Oh, my goodness. So the wind is blowing and you're breathing out. That's really good. It sounds like you really, really enjoy playing. Do you play any other instruments?
Not as much as the piano.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've played a little bit of the recorder and violin.
Oh.
And, you know, guitar, too.
So, and you have your music published as well.
Yes.
Some of it. And so, is it only piano, or is it you playing piano with accompaniment?
Currently, it's only piano.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, that's a nice.
Maybe
idea.
In the future, I'll add a violin.
That would be nice. The first composition, the Parthenon, connecting the music with the Greek mythology, what inspired you to use that unique theme?
So Greek mythology was something on my mind a lot. And learning that, you know, the Parthenon was a place where there was a lot of music,
mm-hmm.
and especially there was a lot of festivals and stuff like that.
Oh, yes.
So I said, how about I make a, like, compose something
mm-hmm.
that, you know, mixes that feeling into it.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't really have any Greek, you know, music,
mm-hmm.
but with the style that's on right now, I kind of incorporated it into it.
Wow. Well, who knows? You might get a chance to play there.
Yeah.
You never know. Have you been to Greece?
I think I have. I was very young.
And you're from Beirut?
Yes.
But you haven't been back since you were a child, or have you been back since?
When I was 4 years old, we moved here.
So it's been some time then.
Mm-hmm.
Because now you're how old?
12.
12. Awesome. So you're almost a teenager.
Yeah.
Thinking about driving yet? well, it's coming. Not too soon. Not too soon. We'll focus on the music. The trip through time, you explore the composer Bach to the modern day, I guess. Which composer's story impacted you the most?
It has to be Glenn Gould.
And why?
because Glenn Gould, he was disabled at a very young age, and yet he still played the piano. Mm-hmm. And if you listen to his music, you can almost feel like the pain mm-hmm. and some of the sorrow into it. But most of his pieces are actually happy.
Yeah.
I remember in part of his story that he was necessarily bullied, but mm-hmm. more like shamed upon.
Yes.
And he put that like sorrow and that pain inside mm-hmm. his music.
Oh, so you not only compose, but you truly study the history of music as well. And yes. that's extremely helpful if you're mm-hmm. really going to dig into it, to know how did it come about and what's the story. And you really do feel all of the great composers, you feel their stories in their music. It's almost like they're talking to you, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I enjoy that. Where have you played since you've been here in the States?
I've played at multiple nursing homes.
Oh.
I've played at many actual businesses.
Mm.
I've played at the opening of Fremont Federal Credit Union.
Oh.
I've played at Finch and Fern at one of their events.
That's nice.
Yeah. I've also played at many other concerts and recitals.
So what's been your favorite engagement thus far? Or most interesting?
Probably Finch and Fern.
And why?
Because people there were super nice.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bookstore, so.
Yes.
And, you know, there was space for me to play. It was very nice, and it was pretty busy, too.
Well, so you can foresee doing other engagements. What's your signature? Is it the tie, the hat, or just you?
Probably the tie.
The tie? Really?
Actually, no, the hat.
Probably the hat.
Yeah.
That catches attention, because you don't see a 11 or 12-year-old wearing a tie, for instance, but definitely not almost a fedora type of hat. That's pretty cool. I like that style. Can you tell us about the writing process and how it came about that you became interested in writing?
So reading books was one of the main things I did, especially at a really young age. I remember I used to read chapter books at the range of 5 even,
mm-hmm.
like even less than that. But yeah, it's just been like the early stage of life. And so I kind of got used to reading books.
Mm-hmm.
My mom would catch me a lot under the pillow or under the blanket reading books at night.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I remember it's like a feeling that once I pick up a book, I need to finish reading it.
Mm-hmm.
There's no other thing. And so at the age of 9, we moved into a new house. Mm-hmm. And this house had a granite countertop.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I didn't know that at that time. So I asked my mom, and she told me it was granite. Confused, I went upstairs, of course, and mm-hmm. I searched it up.
Mm-hmm.
With that came multiple websites that had different types of rocks, their uses, and stuff like that. And I didn't know at first what I was doing, but I just continued to write it down on a document or even on a piece of paper.
Mm-hmm.
More and more research came about, and I had maybe around 30 pages of just full-on research.
Mm-hmm.
And I showed it to my mother, and she said that she needs to show this, you know.
Yeah.
She needs to show this talent that I have. And so I continued researching, and she continued to, like, find ways to publish my mm-hmm. book. And eventually, not only did I go through rocks, I also went to minerals, gemstones, even some types of trees and how they, you know, what's inside of them, you know, basically everything. And eventually I had maybe around 100, 200 pages of just full-on research, and we published that to make the first book.
Wow. So your natural inquisitive nature pretty much led you to
yes.
start writing.
It's a thought, and it turns into a...
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Well, I'm amazed at what you're doing, but I'm very much looking forward to what you're going to do with that. So you do research online, and it brings the book to life, pretty much.
Yes.
Awesome. So, to the third piece for today, can you tell us something about this composition?
Yes. So, the third book that I also made,
mm-hmm.
The Wind That Blows Back, it has a very, like, roller coaster theme, you know?
Mm-hmm.
There's twists and turns. And so, in the song, I don't want to spoil it, but, you know, it takes a path.
Yeah.
And you can feel it with mm-hmm. every, you know, count and measure. It's a very emotional.
Mm-hmm.
I remember making it. I was almost trying to, like, looking back at the book. What did the book do?
Mm.
How did I make the characters? And so I incorporated
it. So you play
it.
The story.
Yes.
Awesome.
Summarizing.
Awesome. Well, let's listen to The Wind That Blows Back.
Thank you.
are back. That is an amazing piece, Mr. Adam.
Thank you.
I don't use the word pride very often because it has a negative connotation, but I should say that you should be very proud of what you've composed. It's really good. How do you position yourself for your future? What do you think you're going to be doing?
So I'm going to continue being an author, mm-hmm. and I'm going to continue being a pianist. Mm-hmm. That's, you know, set in ground. Throughout the years, I've been interested in engineering.
Ah.
And I catch myself, you know, studying more about it, just not, like, it's like an instinct almost.
Yeah.
And I researched some jobs, and aerospace engineering was on my, like, watch list.
Oh, my goodness.
I was interested in space, and I'm also interested in engineering. So combine the both, and you get aerospace.
Well, you're just young enough, you might make that Mars mission whenever it comes about. You never know. So piano, writing, learning. What would you say to people your age and maybe a little bit younger? The importance of reading, that's
yes.
very important. How would you encourage them to read?
So just wanted to say this. It's been on my mind. So nowadays, there's a lot of electronics
yes.
involved in kids' lives, especially, you know, consoles, you know, mm-hmm. PlayStation, Xbox. And I used to have that, actually.
Hmm.
But it was like around like 10, you know?
Yeah.
Like, and it was limited amount of time only in the summer.
Uh-huh.
And so maybe like an hour a day, I would sit on it, you know, mm-hmm. have fun. But this year, after I've, you know, matured enough mm-hmm. to like look at the effects, I spent 2 weeks before throwing it. It was
really,
I felt like my time was being wasted
mm.
on something that, you know, and the reason, real reason why people, I feel like people go on the consoles, it's, there's no monitoring.
Yes.
You know, there's no one watching saying, no, mm. don't do this, don't do that. You know, and it's unhealthy.
Mm-hmm.
Like 7 hours a day, too much.
How old are you again?
12. So, yeah, after 2 weeks, I threw it away and I saw already the astronomical difference.
Mm.
I was able to start my fifth book already on chapter 7. And I felt like I was free
mm.
almost, like I wasn't trapped. It's an addiction.
It is. I guess it's a better investment of your time.
Yes.
To do other things that are actually mm-hmm. productive, and there's
yeah.
nothing that's going to come from playing video games other than what another game, I guess, is the
yeah.
only thing that you can.
And it's a way to escape reality, but
yeah.
in a very unhealthy way.
Yeah. Well, you can write to escape.
Yeah.
One of the things that brought me at a young age as well to reading as an important part of my life is I saw
mm-hmm.
my grandfather do it. I saw my father read. He had a library, has a library, of which I own now, is that you got to paint the pictures of what you're reading
yes.
in your head. And there's no movie on television.
There's
no
nothing telling you, don't see, this
yes.
is how it's supposed to be.
No, you see it.
You imagine it.
Yes, and it's valuable to do that, and it kind of spurs on the creative juices inside of you. So I'm in agreement with you at 54, you're 12. It's very important. Reading is, I guess they say fundamental. Hopefully it's not copywritten, but it is. It's so important
mm-hmm.
that not only children read, but I would encourage even adults to read
yes.
more.
I wanted to say that it's come so, reading has been so like a part of me in writing
mm-hmm.
that I don't even go to libraries.
Oh, wow.
I cannot stand the thing of borrowing a book and not keeping it for myself. On Christmas, there's nothing on my mind except for, you know, the fifth book of The Hunger Games, for example. That was I think I was honestly the first one who bought it.
Yeah, I remember when people used to wait like they do now for like iPhones. They used to wait on
for books. Yeah.
Yeah, new books. And I don't think they do that much anymore.
Mm-hmm.
No. Speaking English and Spanish, and what other languages do you speak?
I speak a little bit of French and Arabic.
Oh, wow. So you're multilingual. Does that influence your music and writing?
Yeah, actually. I play a lot of compositions that are French, sometimes
mm-hmm.
Italian, and I've played a bunch of Arab pieces, too.
Ah. So your heritage, your lineage.
Yes.
What is that?
Heritage is like what my parents listen to.
Mm-hmm.
I'm part of it.
Okay.
So it's like kind of boost me in like making music.
Encouraging you, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. That's interesting. So you speak multiple languages and it does influence your music.
Yeah.
That's amazing. So your parents are a pretty big part of your life?
Yes, especially my mother.
Yeah.
She was the one who convinced actually Forte Music School that a 4-year-old should be playing piano. At first, the age limit was 6 years old.
Oh.
Except my mom encouraged them. And so now I'm here with the same teacher for over 8 years. And I learned now pretty recently, actually, they changed the how old you should be.
What is it now?
4.
Oh, my goodness. So that's the Adam rule at
yeah.
Forte.
So, and also she was the one who like spent a lot of time publishing, you know, mm-hmm. I'm not really social media because I can't, yeah. you know, I'm focusing
yeah.
on school and other stuff. And so she handles that part. She, understood. You know, arranges things, makes phone calls, mm-hmm. you know, basically arranges my financial and social life while I focus on my work.
That's amazing. And your parents are still relatively young.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you've got a pretty good situation there. Mm-hmm. You've got a manager that actually cares yes. about you, but more than cares about you. And that's a blessing. Who are your piano role models and musical heroes of Ooh. Today? Today. Not the past. We kind of covered the past, right?
Yeah.
Today.
Marcello.
Really? And you know I'm going to ask you why.
Yes. So Marcello, he makes a lot of box pieces. He's like arranges them. They're super old, so they're fragile. So he translates them and makes them more, you know, modern.
Mm-hmm.
He also composes. Actually, he was the one who inspired me to play a lot of Bach, especially the concerto in D minor. Ah. I played that for one of my recitals.
Wow.
And also the Imperial Orchestra.
Awesome. As a young creator, what challenges have you faced? I mean, we've talked about the great stuff and the motivational, but nothing good comes without some challenges.
Yeah, I think the most challenging part is what, you know, I need to get over it, what other people think. You know, going to school and seeing people who are jealous sometimes, who like prey on my downfall, I should say. It kind of hurts, you know?
Yeah.
Another challenge is like people don't see the youth their opportunities and what they can be,
mm-hmm.
like for how. Like I've seen people who see a kid, for example me, mm-hmm. who's selling books. They're not gonna think that the book is like better than all the other ones they've read. Mm-hmm. They're gonna think it may be lower level.
Lower expectations.
Yeah, but now that at least some people have read my books and mm-hmm. seen the level, it's been helping out a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Another big obstacle has to be myself, actually. Mm. You know, there's some days where I keep writing and I kind of lose myself.
Gotcha. Get that writer's block?
No.
No?
The opposite.
Oh, wow. So you just keep writing and
Yeah.
Wow. Well, that I guess that's a good problem. And even what you'd mentioned, and I guess I'm finding myself relating to you. I don't play or anything like that, but I was seen as gifted and talented at a very young age. I was mm-hmm. painting at the Toledo Museum of Art for the University of Toledo, and I was maybe 12.
Wow.
With college students. Mm-hmm. And I felt exactly how you felt. I'm going back to McTighe Junior High School with other kids, and they're like, oh, you're painting naked women. I'm like, well, it's a model.
Yeah.
She's nude, but I'm not thinking about that. I'm trying to make my composition as best as I could.
Yes.
And the only thing they saw was, you're painting naked women. I'm like, oh. I think if, and this is just my suggestion to you in this conversation,
mm-hmm.
see the challenges as opportunities. How yeah. people perceive you,
yes.
it's always an opportunity, even if it's negative.
Mm-hmm.
If they're giving you attention, you have the responsibility of what to use with that attention.
Yes.
It's a blessing.
Yeah, I wanted to just share a couple of things, mm-hmm. like words of wisdom.
Awesome.
Yes. I learned that throughout, you know, my music career, music is for everyone.
Yes.
You know, I've been to a lot of nursing homes. I've been to actual people who are, you know, disabled, special mm-hmm. needs. And I realized that I don't need to speak words for them to understand.
The music.
Music is a language that everyone could speak. I'm just yes. going to say that. Someone from Italy, you know, may not speak my language.
Mm-hmm.
I might not speak their language, but we can speak in music.
Yes.
And music has actually united a lot of people.
It has. And does.
Yes.
Even what you've played. Which leads us to the very last, and I want to get to your words of wisdom. Mark that. What is the name of this last piece?
The name of this, the last piece is Sous la Rêve. Mm-hmm. It's a French piece, and translated to English, it's Under the Dream.
Yes.
It's a very more happy piece.
Mm-hmm.
It's supposed to symbolize what I'm trying to compose for my fifth book, actually.
Hmm.
I'm trying to follow the guidelines, almost, uh-huh. and it's starting to, you know, make sense in my mind.
Under the Dream. Let's hear it.
Thank you.
And that was Mr. Adam playing live right here at WGTE Studios, Toledo, Ohio. So you have additional words of wisdom to leave with us?
For every kid who's out there, mm-hmm. who may not know their purpose almost in mm-hmm. life, I wanted to say that every step or every, you know, passion is an opportunity.
Yes.
So even at a young age, like, there was a point in life where I didn't know where I wanted to go.
Mm-hmm.
I was stuck, you know?
Yeah.
And so I took the opportunity to look at reading. And then the first book came out. Mm-hmm. Then music. Then the second and more compositions came out.
Mm-hmm.
And so now I'm looking at engineering, you know, as a lifetime thing. And it's putting its way together.
Wow. Wow.
So yeah, take every opportunity.
And turn it into something good.
Yes.
Yes. Do you have any colleges in mind? Have you been thinking about
that? Yes. Yale.
Ah.
Yale and MIT.
Going straight to the top. Awesome. I think you're going to do it. Well, listen, Adam, I'm so thankful that you decided to come and spend some time with us today and share your music, share your books, and share your compositions, and that amazing mind of yours. Your parents must be very proud of you.
Thank you.
Yes, I think so. And your sister, too, one of these days when she gets a little bit older.
Mm-hmm.
But thank you so much. Did you have anything else that you wanted to share with us today?
Thank you for everyone who's listening. This was a beautiful opportunity, and I hope that I can make the most out of it.
Awesome. Awesome. That's Adam. Adam, how are you saying your last name again?
Elfoto.
Elfoto. I'm going to get it right one of these days. Thank you so much again for coming on with us on the Voices of Legacy, where you, listener, are, well, creating your legacy every day that you live. Please be kind to someone today, and we'll see you the next time. Thank you for listening to the Voices of Legacy. This is your friend, Pastor Carl Mitchell III, your host of this program. We want you to go to wgte.org/legacy to like, share, subscribe, and hear all of our past podcasts and our future podcasts. Be a friend and join with us in the Voices of Legacy, where you're writing your own legacy every day that you live. Have a blessed day.
WGTE. Voices around us.